Hey, H.O.
What up?
We must be back with a new season, man. 1100 a.m.
That right?
We got Tiff, Hand in the building. H.O. and Coach, you now about to witness the strength of Sports Talk Radio.
Lego.
I can read your mind. You know it's that time.
Hold up.
Boy, I'm so fly, I feel like Brent Grimes. About to kill a whole season, man. SRT got picks for days. Ain't no telling when I'm all in. Never stalling. Pass the ball in the LBJ. That's the King fam. Woo. Been bowling since Space Jam. New logo like the LA Rams. SRT next up. Big dog picks Devin Hester. And that's the word on the street. Tiff got me right like we run in the screen. Real talk, K9, know what I mean. We causing the scene. SRT got what you want every week.
I ain't gonna say it.
What up? It's Sports Roundtable, live from the SRT studios overlooking Atlantic Station. And we are here and we are back for another banger this week. Thanks for tuning in. Last week, you are listening to the hottest sports talk radio show on radio. This is where sports and entertainment meet. And we are Sports Roundtable with the SRT crew. We do it big each and every Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shout out to our folks up in Pennsylvania, WRN, the Worldwide Radio Network. Got some folks in Chi-Town listening tonight. Hope y'all enjoying the show. If you want to be a part of the show or contact us, get some off your chest, please give us a call, 404-603-8770. Is the number to call. Also, if you want to follow us, or actually do follow us on all social media platforms at SRT Radio, and please go to our lovely website designed by Design Queen, SRTRadio.com. Please do go there and subscribe to our page. This is your first time listening. Shame on you, but we do appreciate it. And with that being said, let me get to the crew. Starting with myself, I am your humble host, H.O. from
Westside, Bank Head. It won't fall.
Westside represent each and every week. And to my left, we have a new technology guy in the building as he's trying to figure something out. But my main man, I know he's happy that the football season has started. His team played last Thursday, came out with a victory. But with all that being said, this man is from Memphis, Tennessee. He hails from Hamilton High School.
Gotta know it.
My main man, the sports superhero, Hancock.
What's up, big homie?
What's happening, man?
What's up, crew?
Happening.
Weezy, what's happening, baby?
You know it.
I heard that. G, you in the building?
Yo,
that is.
Yes, sir.
What's good, Facebook fam? I'll be on in a minute. Have a little technical difficulties, but we're going to be there. We're going to get it. Everybody out there in Atlanta, y'all tune in and buckle up, baby. We're about to get it on.
Oh, yeah. Buckle up, baby. All right. And of course, my guy from T-Town, somebody probably pissed him off this week because they said something about Alabama. And because of that, he probably are going to throw someone under the bus. He sports 4 rings out of 8 years. Our coach, our main man, D. Will, the coach.
What's happening there? What up, crew?
What's up,
hey, woo! Hey, listen, first and foremost, I want to say happy football season. All right, the feel is in the air. I got the itch.
Yes, sir.
And I'm glad I'm on radio because I might call somebody up. All right, so let's get it popping, man.
Yeah, let's get it popping. And of course, for y'all who don't know, our lovely audio producer in the back, we call him the man behind the glass, and he goes by the name of G Money.
Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am.
G said he found a new way to get to the station, and he's good now. So we straight, G.
We're good.
Yeah.
Man, I'm not. We both Android S8 Galaxy people,
right.
Pluses. And did your Facebook update, Facebook Live update?
It did.
Bruh, I'm sitting over here. I don't know what's going on.
It did.
Okay.
Yeah, it updated.
Thank you. All right, I ain't by myself.
Exactly.
You got an informer, brother.
Hey, we got a lovely show for you tonight. Tonight we got the hot news, and we got some hot news as the Falcons fans will be intrigued. SRT Fun Bag, please stay tuned for that. That'll be around 7:30, so make sure you stay tuned for that. And D-Will has a You Big Dummy round 7:45. And I can't wait to hear that one. And that'll be the first half of the show. The second hour of the show, we got G's Extra Credit coming up around 8:04, 8:05, somewhere around in there. And then we got our roundtable discussion tonight. We will talk about what would you do to help or unite for justice in America. Or are you going to help Kaepernick somehow? What do you think about the rally? We also going to talk about the five top rookies in fantasy NFL. And the big question is, the top five preseason has come out in college football. Will the championship teams come from the top five, or will we have a surprise? Your college football surprise, disappointment, and your sure thing. And, hey, if we can get to that, we will. But if not, hey, we'll be back another week, and we want to make sure that we set out 1,100 for extending the contract for a sports roundtable for another year. So you will be hearing us each and every Wednesday for another year.
Yes, you will.
You will be hearing our lovely voices for another year. So we want to give a shout out to AM 1100 for
live hand clap. Live hand clap.
Exactly. Get up.
Putting us on, man, has some positive things to say. So we're here to stay, baby. So lock it up, buckle up. And with that being said, G, let's go ahead and get into this hot news.
Blazing. Hot. Scorching. Red hot.
This is why I'm hot.
It's the Sports Roundtable Hot News.
Sports Roundtable Hot News, sponsored by the Big Easy Grill. If you're looking for the best New Orleans seafood in town, please go over to our friends at the Big Easy Grill, 1193 Collier Road, Atlanta, Georgia. The best shrimp in town, and it is verified. Please go to BigEasyGrill.com for your menu. All right, the hottest news around town right now is Devontae Freeman gets a 5-year deal, $41 million, $15 million of it is a signing bonus, $22 guaranteed. $22 million guaranteed, $15 signing bonus. I think DW came on and said it was just a matter of time. So my question, are you happy with the deal? Was it a good deal? Does it help the Falcons? Your thoughts on the deal. D. Will, we'll start with you.
And what was the total of it again?
41 and some change, 0.12, something, something. He's 8.25 a year annually.
Okay, so he didn't quite get to the 10 million, to the double digits that he was, that he initially said that he was looking for. And I think, what did Le'Veon get?
Yeah, well, he hadn't signed yet.
Okay, Le'Veon is being franchised.
Exactly.
12.
So at 12.
Is it 12?
Yeah, it's 12. 12.1.
Okay. So he was hoping to get around that 10 to get to the upper echelon of running backs. But I think 8.5 is right where the Falcons won it the whole time.
It was 8.25. And he's the highest paid right now.
Exactly.
Le'Veon signed. Right above Sadie, who's getting 8.
So I think the Falcons got a great deal out of this. I think Devontae got a deal he can be happy with. I don't think either side can say they won. I think they met in the middle. I think this is a real brotherhood deal. You know, like Devontae didn't keep up a bunch of fuss to get what he wanted, but he took what is a good deal considering $22 million guaranteed. So
and 15 to sign.
And so I think both sides won. Yeah.
What was the guaranteed money out of this?
22.
Year? 22.
Yeah.
Can't argue with that, because in football, that's the biggest thing, the signing bonus and knowing what is real.
Yep.
A lot of that stuff is paper. to make the contract look good, fit him under the cap, and make everything work. When you understand exactly what you are going to get, it's all great for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, he's in $22 million.
Over 5
guaranteed.
Years?
He's good. He's good.
Yeah. That's almost – that's over $4 million a year.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, what we talk about is that, you know, the running back position being kind of like phased – we won't say phased out, but phased out of the big market.
Mm-hmm.
For him to be the highest paid or whatever, that says a lot in itself.
Yeah.
He's an important piece for the Falcons, so –
and
to is well deserved.
Now, some people has argued that you're paying him the highest of any running back right now, and his usage is only 65%.
And yeah, but like you said, it's paid on a he might be getting premium pay for a running back, but that's not a huge contract.
Right.
As far as
that's a great deal for the Falcons.
Well, for anybody,
yeah,
in football.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because that position is just not valued like it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think you're getting a quality running back. The thing about Freeman is not very big, runs so physical. So you have to pay him for, you know, the
long. He had 13 touchdowns.
Yeah, but
back to back 1,000 yards.
Now his production is there.
What I'm worried about is the pounding he's going to be able to take with that frame he got because he runs so physical.
But like that goes to Big H.O.'s point. He only plays 65% of the time. He's in a split backfield, so he doesn't get as much pounding. He gets now, like you say, he's a physical runner.
You remember he did get the lights cut out on him last year.
Oh yeah, he did. but that's football.
You remember,
that's football.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They cut the lights out. You missed what, a game and a half, two games. What did you miss?
Yeah.
Because of concussion. I mean, but I'm not even talking about the body pounding. But yeah, the lights will go out. I promise you. You know that this game is a physical game.
Yeah.
Your point, though, I understand what you're saying. His usage being,
Yeah, kind of split.
It's good. That's good.
I think it's a great deal. I think it's a, like D. Will said, a brotherhood deal. If you can get Coleman in under right around 5 or 6, then I think, you know, you keep your production from the running back position.
But they hired another guy, too, though, right? That's
what I'm saying. Coleman's not going to take 5 or 6. Coleman's going to want, because he has 2 years left. So by the time those 2 years is up, if his production continues to go up, he's going to be a starter somewhere. So,
but who's
they're not going to get a friendly deal from him.
All right, we got a phone call. You're on the round table. Who this?
Hey, good evening. How are you gentlemen doing? This is Avery. I'm calling from Southeast Atlanta.
What's going on, Avery?
What's up, Avery?
Yeah, I got to ask you a question. It's a personal question. It's pertaining to the studio. Where's Sexy Thang Thang?
Who?
Sexy Thang Thang, the queen of the studio. Where is she?
The Jewel?
Yeah.
Oh, the Jewel of sports. Everybody over here, we look at Kurt. But nah, the Jewel.
She's on her leave of absence.
Yeah, she's on leave of absence. She's taking care of some engineering duties.
So, okay then. All right then. Now, my comment is, you remember back in the day, they signed Jamal Anderson to that $20 million signing bonus? You remember that?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think he got a piece in deal, the young man that signed. He got $22 million signing bonus. So, we got to go back and remember that. I remember when they announced that he got $20 million signing bonus, I said, man, I just pray he don't get hurt. But he did later on. But I hope this young man don't get hurt. I just pray that I wish the best for him. And I hope he don't be another bust like Jamal Anderson. But that's my comment, and y'all have a good night.
Hey, appreciate it.
All right.
Somebody calling looking for the Jews.
And
reminded us about Jamal Anderson. I hope that wasn't a jinx for Devontae.
And that's exactly where I was going, because it is very similar. Off a Super Bowl loss, you get paid, you get hurt.
Yeah.
So I hope he just didn't throw the hex on it.
Yeah, I agree. All right, next question. Speaking of the Falcons, Zaylen Collins, second round pick, gets 10-game suspension for PEDs, and we don't really know what he was taking or anything like that. My question: do we go ahead and cut him? Do we keep him? Well, what do we do with him after the 10 games?
Well, my thing is, he had a good 12-game stretch when Trufant went out last year. So he proved that he could play in this league. So my thing on it with him is, it's going to be contingent on how the players that are playing now play.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can make a decision on whether you want to move forward with him. What was he, second-round pick?
Second-round pick out of LSU.
That's why you really don't want to give up on him, because that's a pretty high place to take a guy like that. And like I said, he showed that he could play. So, I mean, I think we'll see how the secondary holds up while he's out. And if they're doing fine and moving along well without him, I mean, he's proving.
Or trade him. I left that out, too.
But he's proven he might not be dependable. That's the thing on it. You'll have to see how the players play that are going to be in those positions.
They will with you.
I agree with that. But here's my issue with it. What is wrong with Jalen Collins? Because obviously, because if you heard, it's some comments have come out from other players that play with him at college and LSU.
Yeah.
And they say, once a cheater, always a cheater. So does he have an issue with PEDs is the point. Because now that goes to the point, do you keep him on the roster? Do you keep him around? Do you wait out these 10 games, evaluate his off-the-field actions, keep him close in-house the next 10, and see where his head is at, and then you make your decision?
But or he can't even be in-house. That's the problem.
I'm not meaning in-house. Keep an evaluation on him to see how he's progressing, see what's going on with him, and be like, is he worth the weight and the risk? But because, like you said, he showed he can play the game. We all know. We watched him at LSU. We saw he can play. He proved it last year. He's a formidable player. But where is he at? Because if you think he is a cancer and he is habitual and is just can't – the movie Life just can't get right.
Right.
If he's can't get right, cut him now. Cut bait now.
You have to see how these other players are coming along, how they come along, Poole and all those people. He wasn't going to start anyway.
Let me ask you this then. Do you think Jalen Collins can kick PEDs and progress going forward? Do you think he could be a productive player for Atlanta? Or do you think he's going to get suspended again?
He might get messed up again.
That's my point.
But the second round pick, I don't want to get up off him until I find out for sure.
It's 3 years, though.
Yeah, but Martavis Bryant the same way, right?
IG.
But this is who's this better? Is
yeah, I understand. But we
this
need
is Collins' second suspension though for PEDs. He suspended his first four games
last year,
and he gets suspended a second time for PEDs. And he's admitted he even admitted before he got drafted that he had failed several drug tests
at LSU
in college. So it's like I think there's always going to be an issue with him unless there has to be some drastic change. Or I do think the Falcons will probably. They're going to cut him probably before the end of the season.
Now, one report came out that they could possibly trade him for Sheldon Richardson for the Jets.
How often do trades happen in the NFL?
Very
still
soon.
Early enough, though.
Yeah, it is true.
And Jets don't want Sheldon Richardson.
Yeah.
See, that's the
big. I mean, so you're not. So to your point, you really.
You don't want to give away a piece
that can help you, but exactly. If you can add a piece that could help you. Being available.
That's the point. That's the bigger point.
Being available could possibly, move you forward because Poe's on a one-year contract.
All I'm saying is you one knee injury, shoulder injury, or whatever away from not having
True Font went out last year.
Exactly. So he's proven that he can play. So I'm not going to throw away that insurance policy. I know I can't use him for this time, but I'll hold him until I know I won't need him.
Gotcha.
I mean, the guys I got, like Poole played well. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
He did. But I want to see what else I got. In the NFL, this is a passing league. And you got to have people that can cover.
I got you.
So I'm not going to cut off my nose despite my faith.
I got you.
All right. Question number three, Jay Cutler signs. With the Miami Dolphins comes out the booth a month before his debut. And he paid handsomely for his number 6 jersey as he negotiated a deal with a guy that was on the back of the roster that had number 6. Good move for the Dolphins, or does it even really matter?
Six man, Jay Smooth checking in. What up, Jay? It's a horrible move. It is. It is. If Jay Cutler is not the absolute poster boy for white privilege, I don't know what it is. Because understand this. Jay Cutler has stunk the last 4 or 5 years. Not just been bad, but been horrible. Awful. He's been so bad that he retires. Goes into the booth. Okay?
Did he actually retire, OG?
Yeah, he actually retired.
Wow, okay.
He said he was done.
I'm done. goes to the booth, right?
We got a job in the booth, yeah.
Got a job in the booth. And Tannehill goes down with the maybe season-ending knee injury. And they call Jay Cutler to come field that. Now, Jay Cutler, now I understand. When you're an NFL player and you're going from season to season, you stay in somewhat, some kind of shape. Jay Cutler retired. Jay Cutler's been sitting on the couch. Literally. Like, when you say, oh, they just got that guy off the couch, he's coming off the couch, but he at least been working out. He's right. been trying to – Jay Cutler ain't been trying to make no roster.
D, my, I was done with it when he said he had to be talked into playing by his wife.
Oh.
See, so that's the thing, and that's what gives me cause to pause right there. I mean, you said you were satisfied with your life. You were okay with where you are, you know, where you were with your life. Football was over with for you.
Right.
So to me, this is another mark to say I'd rather take him than pull Kaepernick, because the thing we've been hearing is that we hadn't heard from Kaepernick to say that he wants to play. Is one excuse you're saying. Well, we heard from him. We heard from Cutler. Cutler said he didn't want to play. Mm-hmm. And you still offered him $10
million. $10
million. You see what I'm saying? He said that his wife had to talk him into it. They asked him about his physical condition to what you were talking about.
Pudgy.
He said, well, I'm a quarterback, so it really doesn't matter about my
cardio and being in shape.
Do you hear this? Now, listen.
This is what he said.
Listen. Let Cam Newton make that comment.
Well, you remember when Mike Vick last year said he wasn't ready to play? They killed him.
But this guy has been on the couch.
With Pittsburgh.
Yeah. This guy was on the couch doing studying notes and film. And he goes from that to – and listen, I think Matt Moore is going to start over half the season for the Dolphins, if you ask me. I don't think Jay Cutler is going to be – listen, if they throw Jay Cutler out there week one, that will be the most horrific show you have ever seen in your life, okay? So you know they're not going to throw him out there week one. So you're finna play Matt Moore. Matt Moore is going to play this year. So you're finna pay Jay Cutler $10 million to hold a clipboard and be an insurance policy.
You played basketball down in Florida when you
– In Miami.
Miami, right?
Mm-hmm.
Humidity is what down there when you
it's hot.
It's hot down there, yeah. Humid, right? Mm-hmm. So if he's not in shape, how's he going to finish the game? How's he going to be able to work and do a job?
Yeah, it's.
But I got to y'all ready for the D-Will the coach conspiracy theory?
I'm listening.
You know I keep them.
Let's go.
Okay. Jay comes home, babe. They want me to suit up for the Dolphins. Oh, for the Dolphins? What happened? Tannehill went down and. Okay, what do they offer? $10 million. Go get it.
Go get it.
You're making probably $800,000, $900,000, maybe $1 million to be in the booth this year.
Go get it.
Go get that money. Second conspiracy theory, she wasn't ready to give up her daytime activities. She need him to stay on that road. You feel what I'm saying? Hey, listen, if you're here all day, when the pool man come, I'm disappointed.
Oh, man.
You feel what I'm saying?
Hey.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Good move. You not a Dolphin fan, but I know you're a Heat fan. But what's the deal? You liking this move when him and Adam Gase reuniting in Miami?
Well, that's why they went after him, because right. You know, we want to get a guy who is
familiar
with the offense, who is he's familiar with the offense. So you don't have to like teach him anything. And they didn't. They didn't even contact Kaepernick. So
no.
It would be fine if it was a football reasons thing. If this was before the Ravens, before what the Ravens did, right. Talking about they got to pull the public, basically.
But you did hear the latest excuse on why Miami was not a good fit, right?
No, tell me.
Because of the Castro T-shirt he wore.
Oh, stop!
So you know that offends the city with that population, the Cuban population down there. Supposed to be too offended to support him.
Because
right. So I just want to know, all black people need to be offended.
Here's my thing. Listen,
we
and I'm so
slaves.
Listen, bro, I am so happy you said that.
I mean, I'm just
I'm keeping it real. I am so happy you said that, because if you listen to everything that is going on, when from the Baltimore Ravens to now the Miami Dolphins saying they have to pull this, they have to pull that, they got to take the – they don't want to hurt the bottom line, because the NFL is all about the bottom line.
Protecting the sheet.
Yes. Listen, we don't want to lose our season ticket holders. Here's my thing. Is there – do black people not go to games? Do black people not buy merchandise? Do black people not go buy your $12 beers and – $8 hot dogs? And here's my point. At, like the Castro thing, every nationality and ethnic group is being looked after except the black, because he took a knee to bring attention to what we're talking about, exactly. And they're still looking past it.
Exactly.
It makes no sense. We're sitting here talking about, oh, well, the Cuban population would be offended if we bring in Kaepernick because he wore a Castro t-shirt. But we're not offended that these people are being shot in the street and that's what he's being bringing attention to. So what's really going on? Why is the African, I don't even like saying, why is the black race the only race not protected when it comes to things like this? Everybody's being protected. Everybody has. Let's not hurt anybody's feelings, but we don't care about y'all.
Right. Hey, we're going to talk more about that in our discussion. The last question of this hot news, Andrew Luck, Cam Newton still suffering from injuries. Shoulder injuries. Luck is not even throwing yet. Cam is throwing a little bit. Your thoughts on them and moving forward into the season? I mean, what are we expecting from them, these two?
It's getting a little late. I mean, honestly, yeah. I mean, you should be throwing, getting rhythm with your timing down with your receivers. It's okay to know the offense, but still you have to have timing. You got to know when you hit that seven-step drop, you got to know how that receiver comes out of the break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, knowing, you know, where your hots are, things like that. So if we can always play PlayStation to see it, but you need to be doing it. And if the arm is not right now, you know, it's getting a little late, man. I don't know. I was saying, okay, give a little more time or whatever. But if Cam can't throw 2 or 3 days in a row, he can't, you know, do anything. Luck hadn't even thrown a football.
They haven't even thrown one.
So I don't know, man. It doesn't look good.
They will.
I got 2 points on this. First one is players having this ego and – The worst word in football is the second opinion. When you get an injury and the doctor tells you this is going to need surgery, and you're like, okay, I want a second opinion. You go to the next doctor, he tells you what you want to hear. Let's do rest, rehab, and this. And then come time to play, oh, it's still hurting. Let's go ahead and do the surgery. You could have got the surgery 4 months prior.
Right.
And now, to start a training camp, Cam, we don't have to worry about you not being able to throw, Andrew Luck. You see what I'm saying? So the players need to swallow their pride when it's time to go under the knife. Go under the knife, get it taken care of, and get it moving, because now you're hurting your team, right? Second theory, if Cam can do everything he's done and still not be ready, what is that to say about him and where the Panthers are coming off the year they had last year? Think about it. Cam, you should have been doing everything in your power to make sure you're ready. He didn't do that. He obviously didn't do that.
Can't argue with.
Yep. All right, well, that's going to end our hot news. Coming up from break, we got that SRT fun bag, and then we'll jump into You Big Dummy by D. Will around 7:47. And we definitely go talk about this Kaepernick situation in our second hour of the show. But for right now, let's go ahead and take a break. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Roundtable, the srtradio.com.
We'll be back with more Sports Roundtable on the Worldwide Radio Network.
These days, we barely give lunch the time of day. We bag it, rush it, skip it, and leave it to fend for itself in the fridge. What used to be a break is but a blip on the radar. Well, it's time to take lunch back. At TGI Fridays, get one of our new fast, fresh pairings, like a strawberry field salad with chicken and a bowl of turkey kale soup for just $6.99. And with Quick Mobile Pay, settle up whenever you want, which means you'll have time for a refreshing triple berry smoothie. Make lunch count. Only at TGI Fridays. At participating restaurants, available Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
There's only so much time left to try the new seasonal Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich at Chick-fil-A. Delicious grilled chicken, bacon, and cheese slathered in zesty Smokehouse Barbecue sauce. It won't be around much longer.
There's a lot going on in the world, and your world is always changing. That's why it's important to stay connected. The latest news, the latest entertainment, the newest music. If it's in the air or on the air, it can be in the palm of your hand, wherever you are, with the iHeartRadio app.
iHeartRadio.
Over 1,500 live radio stations from across the country, and over 15 million songs to create your own custom stations. Text IHR to 45495 to download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com. Standard text and data rates apply.
What's up? My name is Marquise Kiki Hicks, assistant men's basketball coach at Clark University. When I get my sports fix, I listen to Sports Roundtable with the SRT crew on AM 1100 and SRTRadio.com.
SRT Fun SRT Bag, go, fun bag, go.
No. Think, since you're thinking, now go on, think. No, is
no.
It fun?
No, sir.
No.
No, sir.
Absolutely not.
Zero fun, sir.
Oh, funny.
What in the world is in that bag? What you got in that bag?
Are we having fun yet?
SRT Fun Bag, sponsored by Big Boy Cigars. If you're looking for that smooth, easy stick, if you're a cigar smoker, please go to Big Boy Cigars Facebook page, and that's boy spelled with a Z. And if you're looking for that stick, just contact me myself, and I got you. All right, SRT Fun Bag, it's going to be a good one this week, as always. So let's go ahead and get this thing started. Let's get it. So everybody Facebook Live, everybody listening, please join in on the fun, because it is fun. All right, Han, you ready?
Let's get it.
All right. Name something people may not know that you like to do.
Yeah. Something people may not know that I like to do. Play golf. I guess people that don't know me.
Yeah. Okay. Play golf.
Play golf.
All right, G. Name something people may not know you like to do.
I'd like to bake.
Okay. There it is. All
right.
What we baking, G? What we baking?
Cakes, brownies, pies.
What's your secret ingredient in your brownies, G?
If I told you, it wouldn't be a secret.
There you go.
I do. Weird. Name something that people may not know you like to do.
Well, I know people don't know I like to do this. Well, everybody know what I like to do, but what I do like to do that y'all don't know, like I take pieces of string. Say I get a piece of string, and I twist it up and I roll it around in my fingers, and I call it a twisty. And like, it's my nervous habit. And like, when I'm done with it, I put it in my pocket. And then when I need it again, I pull it out of my pocket and start twisting it.
Do you see IG looking at you?
Okay. I like to play with twisties. I'm glad I ain't on Facebook Live right now.
All
right,
then.
Facebook Live. Parasail. What is parasail? What?
That's when you're at the beach and they're like a parachute and just hold up against the wind and you're just sailing in there.
Now listen, I mean,
you do it with boats and too.
Yeah, I've been at the beach and been pulled with a boat in parasail.
I ain't gonna be able to do it.
Yeah, I ain't gonna be able to do it.
Let me tell y'all I'm sitting down and the boat's sitting there. When we sitting back, they're like, y'all ready? I'm like, yeah, hold up. I'm like, I gotta get right first. So I had to boom, bam, put the fire to the end of it. Got it going. Told them to go. We went up in the air. I'm up in there over the water. Puffing away.
can't do it.
That's crazy.
Can't do it.
It was awesome.
I like to watch old school shows. The Monsters, Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah, them pretty old school. Most of them folks dead.
Of course, Columbo.
Yeah.
Cabinet.
You don't need cable, bro. You don't need cable at all.
All right, question number two. Who is that one person that can get you to calm down when you are super mad?
Is, you waiting on somebody to answer?
Go ahead, D.
Mary Jane. She's the only person that can calm me down, and it, like, she's my friend. She keeps me sane.
Go ahead, G.
It's more. I guess it's more internal for me. Like, I have to, you know. I do the breathing exercise. You seen on Family Matters when Carl Winslow's like 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3.
Not Carl.
Oh.
I don't really have a person with so it Boogie.
Boogie.
Calm. I mean, can't nobody say, hey, calm down, man. It's gonna be
okay. Take a lot for me to get there. You see what I'm saying?
But when you get there, somebody...
And I'm there, though. It's pretty much a wrap.
Say, if you done got there, it's over with.
Yeah, because it take a lot. Once I'm there, I don't know, man. Who can just talk me down?
Who can talk you down?
Mary. If y'all don't... Y'all need to get in touch with her. I'm telling you, she is the person that can calm everybody down.
Yeah, I don't need to talk to Mary. So we're going to go with Boogie?
Yeah, let's go with Boogie. Boogie
coming. Hey,
Boogie.
Can't you see G and Han? Y'all some dark people. y'all giving some really dark answers right now. Like, why y'all?
You can't nobody call me that. No, I mean when we talking about going there, it's probably too late.
Well, somebody got to get you down. Other than
my brother, like if my brother or my homeboy, I guess a lot of people that can talk me down if I get there.
Because somebody
Slick Breezy, he's talking
like
down.
Somebody like you really get there. Some people just get in the way. You ready to fight them or you ready to get at them? Like, why are you talking to me? Yeah. You know, but that one person, you just be like, you know what, man? Okay, cool.
Who you got to have somebody you look at and you got to look at and be like, you right. You right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it is. You fight mad and they be like, no. You like, you know what? You right. You ain't got no you right person.
I guess
how you ain't locked up.
I don't go there. That's what because I don't tap into that side.
He ain't gonna tell Boogie he right.
Exactly.
All right, for me, it got to be either my cousin David or Chase. So I mean, they probably can kind of come on back there, bro. So. All right, let's get to question number three. Anybody can calm you down.
Dark,
they said alter ego. They're alter ego. I guess that's what G was saying. It's alter ego.
It had to be somebody. Just...
Y'all some dark people, man.
All right. Who would you, question number three, who would you say is, in your opinion, an underrated rapper or singer?
Underrated singer?
No, I had to put some music in him for Jay Smooth.
Yeah, of course. No doubt. He tuning in.
So, D-Way, you can go first. Hancock's still in the closet.
Yeah, I'm still tripping, man.
An underrated rapper or a singer? Rick Starr. I think Rick Starr is probably one of the most underrated rappers out right now because when you put together the elements of rap, of flow, substance, voice, able to switch up styles, yeah, he one of the dopest. Just got to listen to it.
For me, it's a person I've been listening to a lot over the last year. I guess over as an artist overall, because they do rap a little bit and they sing some too, is Anderson .Paak. Everybody just heard about his album Malibu, but that's actually his third one. So I'm going back and listening to the other stuff. He's a little bit ahead of the curve as far as what he does musically.
Okay,
I think people should check him out, Anderson .Paak.
All right.
I'm going to go with G because I just heard of him. I don't know who. Anderson .Paak?
Yeah.
No, I never heard of. But, man.
You ain't got nobody?
Hey, Han want to talk sports. he got his notes. They got numbers. They got names. He want to talk sports.
I mean, I just drawing a blank, man. Somebody that's Joe.
Oh, The musician.
Ballhead Black Joe.
Okay.
From Alabama. Joe,
back, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Joe could blow, man.
Oh, Joe could blow.
He was all, he never got his shine.
Oh, Joe was superly underrated.
Yeah. So that's what I'm going with. That's cool. That's what I'm going with.
He should have been much bigger.
Yeah. I thought Joe was a bad boy.
All right, I'm going with, of course, one of my favorite rappers, MJG, of the duet 8-Ball and MJG.
Where they from?
You think
Memphis?
You think they? You think he's underrated?
Yeah, he's underrated as a rapper.
Never got they dude to.
Yeah, like, he's very underrated.
Like a lot of these rappers, you know.
Well, no, I'm saying, but you got to think about the era.
They may not be, but he is.
Well, I agree. I think they're underrated, but I think. Yeah,
I don't think he gets. Boy, he may have the top three coldest verses of all time with the Lay It Down verse.
Now, when you talk about when you talk to real hip hop heads that know hip hop and Southern rappers, when they talk Southern lyricists, 8-Ball gonna get his shine.
Exactly. Yeah. But you talking to a certain group that know hip hop, and that's in what I'm saying, like. When you think of Jay-Z, how he crossed over and everybody know him.
That's a different
animal. You see what
I'm
saying? Even like
animal,
Kendrick
though.
Lamar, you know, they blew up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are different. I think those are different animals from, because you got to understand.
I guess we're talking two different subjects.
Yeah.
But and it's for what you like. Like, that's what I like.
Right.
You know, it feeds me. So, I mean, it's just like.
And they came out of the time really when the North wasn't messing with the South, too.
Right. At all.
91, 92.
Yeah. I just want to say, I believe.
So that's one thing.
I agree they underrated nationally, but I believe, like, in the South, like, I think.
Oh, in the South,
yeah,
without a doubt.
Yeah, he gets his. Cause
but you, see, like, you're like.
He what in I'm my, saying, they in my top. He in my top. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
When we talk, what I was saying was when you talk about mass appeal where, you know, he's accepted there, and there, you know, they kings yeah. and legends in the South, without a doubt.
Yeah.
But they get some love north, you know.
And I believe that.
Like,
and I believe
or,
like
or west, they don't get it like that.
Rappers like that reach a Jay-Z, Eminem, that type of status, they do. I believe they outside ventures and their demographics help them.
But
a
the
lot.
Only reason they get there is because people have know who they are, and then somebody allows them.
I'm saying I don't know how much business 8-Ball done did. You feel what I'm saying?
He was signed. He was signed with Puffy in New York.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he was signed with Bad Boy. So I mean. That's it. Should say no.
They just weren't getting it like this.
Exactly. Question number four.
Just like good enough.
We love them.
Yeah, we love them. That's all that matters.
We love them.
Are you a handyman or a resourceful man?
You both. look at this concoction we got right here.
Yeah,
he's MacGyver.
What up, though?
All right, G. Handyman, resourceful man.
Probably more resourceful.
Okay.
I don't recall ever like actually like fixing something. I have a toolbox that my parents gave me like 5 years ago. I may have used it twice.
Whoa. All right. D Will, handyman, resourceful man. Can you build a dog house for a pocket?
No. I'm not handy. I'm not resourceful, bruh. When it comes to anything, nah, I know sports. Like, I can't fix no car. What's resourceful? Like recycling?
You know somebody who can do it.
Oh. Yeah. I had to call somebody to call somebody. Like, for real. Like, yeah, so if you, like, somebody call me, like, hey, man, my transmission went out, you know somebody? Nah. So you, like,
it ain't happening.
And I sure can't fix it myself. Yeah. So yeah, I'm neither. So we got both, one, neither. What you got?
I'm resourceful. I know everybody.
Yeah.
Cause I'm not cutting no grass.
Nope.
I'm not even washing my own car at
nope.
this point. So I mean, you gotta have some you gotta have some folks that, you know, on your team, I would just say. My circle of resourcefulness is pretty large. So I would say that. All right, last question of the night is, this is a fill in the blank. All the person has to do is blank to get you pissed off. We'll start with D-Will. Or we'll start with G. Or we'll start with Hank. I don't know who to start with. I know y'all got to get pissed off at something.
Oh, I get mad all
okay,
the time.
So all a person has to do is to piss you off.
Talk to me. If I don't talk to you, don't talk to me. Straight up. And y'all, listen, I'm very approachable. But if I ain't approaching you, don't approach me. So, I'm just kidding. Nah. Put their hand in my bag. Put your hand in my bag.
I think continue to do the same. Ask me the same thing over and over when I've said, okay, you got it.
Right.
Mm. And you still try to explain it and keep going. Mm. That can get to
that you. That can get to you.
Yeah. Because I mean.
That's talking to you.
Why are we continuing it? I said, okay.
You got it.
That's the thing.
When you win.
Yeah.
You got the trophy already.
Tell them, don't talk to you.
Yeah.
Talk to
you. That thing right there.
That's it.
All right, G.
I would say unnecessarily making small talk.
Don't talk to me. Everybody is saying the same thing. I just say it.
Like, I don't mind if you, like, if you got to ask me something, just ask me. Don't, like hey, see what the weather's like today.
We dark over here, y'all. We in the dungeon.
Even though I watch sports, you don't have to come and ask, like, yo, did you watch the game last night? Like, what do you want?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, don't come talk to me. That's what G's saying.
Because everybody's not sports, you know,
enthusiasts.
Affluent. You know I always say kick a touchdown.
Yeah, don't force a sports question. Force if I sports, know you don't watch sports,
exactly.
Don't do that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Super Bowl just in, you say, who won? I know you're not into. You know what I'm saying? Who
played?
Yeah. Oh, I know exactly what it is. You ever watched the game? And one of the inventions that football did, whatever, they put the score on the screen. And they actually will put the color of the team so you'll know which one. But when somebody comes in and says, oh, the game on, who winning? Or who's playing? I just look. I was like,
voila.
That is on the TV.
And then we got high definition flat screens.
Right.
For me.
Don't nobody make him mad. Y'all know that, right?
Please. When people make excuses, when they just not accountable, they just, it's always somebody else and always something else.
Not taking ownership.
I asked you a question, and you answer a question that I never even asked you. I didn't even ask you that.
We praising in here, y'all. Hallelujah. Preach, I mean, Pastor Hope. Preach.
It's just, and everything is somebody else's fault. You know you late, right? But you know how Atlanta traffic is, whether it was traffic or not, or you didn't come through on something, it didn't happen. Regardless, still didn't happen. So making excuses, not being accountable, it just drives me up the wall.
Drives me up the wall.
All right, Dad said Paul Wall, underrated. Dad said the legendary verse on Friends of Foe.
Woo! Talk to me, Dez. That verse is legend. I can spit it.
He said MJG is the coldest verse. So we got some love on Facebook Live. So, all right. So that's going to do it for the fun bag. And boy, we had some answers and we didn't have some answers.
Hancock, the cat got Hancock tongue. Hey, and when he did answer,
Hancock don't listen to rap music.
But he listened to R&B.
He said Zynga.
He said Joe.
I said Joe.
But it took him an hour.
I had to go through the roller days.
Nah, y'all, them two back there is in the dark. They dark people, man.
Earth, Wind & Fire, his favorite group.
Oh, I know. I knew that. I knew that. Now, he like a jam, good jam band.
All right, man. With that being said, let's really get to talk about somebody. We're going to let D. Will do that. So now it's time to get to You Big Dummy.
Everyone makes mistakes.
I just make a mistake.
But they are those that make the dumbest errors.
That's so dumb.
You are really gone. For real.
So here's Coach D. Will with three words you hope are never pointed at you.
You big dummy.
What's happening? D. Will, the coach, here with you. You big dummy for this week. And I'm going to tell y'all like this. These got to be two of the dumbest people I ever seen in my life. Yes, I said two. We got a double duty this week. It goes to former Alabama players and quarterbacks, Blake Barnett and Cooper Bateman. Blake Barnett and Cooper Bateman left the program. Cooper left after the season. Blake Barnett decided to pack his bags and run after the first four games of the season because he lost his position because he thought he was entitled to. But I'll get there a little later. These two came out this week, and I guess they were asked a question, so I give them the benefit of the doubt there. They were asked a question about their time at Alabama. And they were said the reason for them leaving was because they were promised something that they didn't get. Let's talk about Mr. Blake Barnett. He was a redshirt freshman, five-star quarterback coming in, was supposed to be the next Alabama quarterback. Comes in. He looked like a deer in headlights last year against USC. After first series, they put in the now starting quarterback, Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts has a turnover on his first possession. Here's the quote from Blake Barnett. He says, according to him, I was their guy. Talking about Nick Saban. He says, I was their guy. Then he told me Jalen was, and I paraphrase, Jalen is going in, and I knew he was going to play. But he went in. He had the turnover. Then he put him back in. Then he put him in again. And then he put him in again. Okay? So after that, he was like, okay. Then he comes out, and he says, after the game, him and Nick Saban have a conversation. And he was like, that's just the way the game flowed. You'll get your shot. You're still our guy, so to speak. Jalen starts the next week and never relinquishes the starting position ever again. With that being said, Blake Barnett, well, let me tell you what Cooper said. Cooper said he looked him in the face and he said that he knew he had to get out of there away from those people, so to speak. Blake Barnett.
Those people.
Blake Barnett is now a backup quarterback at Arizona State. Cooper Bateman is now a walk-on wide receiver at Utah. So tell me something. If you were expecting to be the quarterback of the every year contending national champion Alabama Crimson Tide, how you can't go start at Arizona State? Shouldn't you walk on the campus and be the starting quarterback? Cooper Bateman, you were a five-star quarterback that participated in the Elite 11. You're now a walk-on wide receiver at Utah? So my thing is, the entitlement and the privilege in their statements shows where they come from and how they grew up. It shows they don't have a competitive spirit. They're used to things being handed to them. Because in whose right mind would you ever say, they told me I was their guy? So that means win, lose, or draw, you're supposed to start just because you're Blake Barnett and you're a five-star quarterback? Man, sit y'all dumb butts down, you big dummies.
Well said. Two quarterbacks. How are they five-star quarterbacks if one switched to
a receiver? 15 stars between three quarterbacks. And 10 of them was dull. Yes.
I didn't know he was going to Utah.
He transferred to
as
Utah.
As a receiver?
No. A walk-on. Wide receiver. That makes a difference. They didn't ask him to say, hey, we'll take you, give you a scholarship, we're just going to move you.
Was he that athletic, though?
No. Now, he is about 6'4". You know, I see him more. He might be able to play a little tight end.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But my thing is, they got him listed as a walk-on wide receiver.
Okay.
That's crazy. Mr. Cooper Bateman, former five-star quarterback. But Blake Barnett didn't even – The thing that disappoints me about Blake Barnett, he didn't even want to compete. He didn't want the competition. He didn't want to say, okay, Jalen, you beat me out. Let's go into next year. I'm going to be ready. I'm getting my position back. Nah, I'm a transfer mid-season. So he's been at Arizona State since about week 8 of last football season. And you're still not the starting quarterback?
Wow.
Says a lot.
All right, before we get to break, someone asked me to tell a joke, and I concurred.
Joke time.
So it's time to
lighten the
joke.
Mood a little bit.
Yeah, because Blake and Cooper are dummies at this point.
Yeah.
Well, this one may be just as, you may call him a big dummy. All right, so here we go. A man leaves his job Friday afternoon. Instead of going home, he stayed out the entire weekend hunting with the boys and spending all of his wages. This is not nobody here, so just a disclaimer. When he finally gets home Sunday night, he was confronted by his angry wife. After 2 hours of nagging, she finally stopped and she asked the question, "How would you like it if you didn't see me for 2 to 3 days? He replies, "That would be fine by me." Monday goes by, didn't see the wife. Tuesday goes by, didn't see the wife. Wednesday came, same story. By Thursday, the swelling had went down just enough so he could see her out the corner of his eye.
Okay.
I'm done. I just ain't got nothing. I have nothing. The two married guys on this show, we have nothing.
Nothing. I have no comment. I do have a joke, but I have not going to tell it.
And I don't find that funny.
Oh, boy. That was pretty good. Gee, that was all right.
I don't know why that made me think of, I feel like, did Lionel Richie write that joke? Anyone doesn't know the story of Lionel Richie in that reference, yeah, you should look that up.
Yeah. Google it.
All right, man, that's going to do it for the first hour of the show. When we get back, we got G's Extra Credit, and we're going to talk about this Colin Kaepernick pep rally that's going down on the 23rd. But at least spell his name right. You're listening to Sports Roundtable, SRTRadio.com.
Are you thinking about changing the station? You're only hurting yourself. Keep listening to Sports Roundtable on 1100 AM.
You are tuned into WWE Hakeville, AM 1100.
Worldwide Radio Network.
The opinions expressed during the sponsored programs on this station are strictly those of the program hosts, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of Beasley Broadcast Group, this station, its staff, other advertisers, or agencies.
What's up, Sports Roundtable listeners? This is Greg, a.k.a. G-Money, a.k.a. the man behind the glass for the SRT crew. Now, do you have a podcast or radio show you want to take to the next level? Are you a DJ looking for that special voice for your drops during your set? Are you looking for some narration for that big presentation? Do all of these apply, but you're on a budget? Well, come see me at Fiverr.com, Fiverr.com. I can do all of these and more, just starting at $5. That's it. $5. I know you got $5. So stop by Fiverr.com/Greg Hurd. That's GREGHURD. Check out my demo and hit me up with an order so we can make that presentation, that pod, that drop really pop. Who knows? Maybe I can help you make a better show than Sports Roundtable. But don't tell the crew I said that, okay? Just that's what it is. Fiverr.com/Greg Hurd. Hit me up and I hope to hear from you soon.
There's a lot going on in the world, and your world is always changing. That's why it's important to stay connected. The latest news, the latest entertainment, the newest music. If it's in the air or on the air, it can be in the palm of your hand, wherever you are, with the iHeartRadio app.
iHeartRadio.
Over 1,500 live radio stations from across the country and over 15 million songs to create your own custom stations. Text IHR to 45495 to download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com. Standard text and data rates apply.
Sports Roundtable.
Paul George is very marketable. He has one of the top-selling shoes at Nike. Okay, he is one of the best players in the league on the court. And I don't know if y'all know, but he's taking them down through it when he walking the streets.
Yeah.
Now, listen, if y'all don't know what I'm talking about, Paul George gets it in. All right, he on the level of a Lou Williams. You dig what I'm saying? He might have two.
Yeah.
You
dig? A Billy G.
Yeah, he on Magic Johnson. So Paul George, listen,
ain't nothing PG about him.
You dig what I'm talking about?
Only on 1100 AM, the Worldwide Radio Network.
Yo.
What up? What
we
up?
Must be back with a new season, man.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
1100 AM.
That right?
We got Tiff, Hand in the building, H.O. and
what
Coach.
Up? Up?
You now about to witness the strength of sports talk radio.
Lego.
I can read your mind, you know it's that time.
Hold up.
Boy, I'm so fly, I feel like Brent Grimes. About to kill the whole season, man. SRT got picks for days. Ain't no telling when I'm all in. Never stall in. Pass the ball in the LBJ. That's the King fam.
Woo.
Been balling since Space Jam. New logo like the LA Rams. SRT next up. Big dog picks Devin Hester. And that's the word on the street. Tiff got me right like we run in the screen. Real talk, K9, know what I mean. We causing the scene. SRT got what you want every week.
I ain't gonna say it.
What up? It's Sports Roundtable, live from the SRT studios overlooking Atlantic Station. And thanks for tuning in for the second hour of the show. First hour, yeah, we talked about some hot news, fun bag, and we told somebody they were some dummies. So, and all of that. But to recap, Devontae Freeman gets paid. Jalen Collins gets suspended for 10 games. And the Dolphins signed Jay Cutler. We went all in on that. And basically, Andrew Luck has not thrown a football yet. And Cam cannot throw consecutive days. So we talked a little bit about that. And that's basically the recap of what's going on. We do have Falcons football tomorrow. So the Falcons go down to Miami and play the Dolphins at 7 o'clock. What a homecoming for Devontae Freeman.
Exactly.
What a homecoming for Freeman going back home as he signs his.
He probably get about 2K. Is he playing?
I hadn't heard. I know Julio and Gabriel is out for sure. But
I'm gonna be honest. I won't be upset if I don't see Julio in one preseason game.
Yeah.
Now you can use him as a decoy in game three. You know that third preseason game where you get your rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care if I don't see him get a target. Just to be honest.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. All right, well, we gave y'all some hot news, but now we're about to move into a segment where we give y'all some secondary news. Maybe y'all didn't know this was going on, and we're going to let my main man, G Money, bring it to you with G's Extra Credit.
We know here on the Sports Roundtable that we leave you wanting more each and every week. Well, I, G Money, am here to help, to give you the info on the news you might have missed. This is G's Extra Credit.
All right, welcome to G's Extra Credit, brought to you by the time you hear this.com, a music podcast you can find on iTunes, Google Play, and anywhere else where podcasts are found. So, first, what we talked about last week, that Los Angeles will be hosting the 2028 Olympics. There was an agreement of a sort with Paris to where Paris will host the 2024 Olympics. And I know a few weeks back we talked about adding how they 3-on-3 basketball may be added as a sport. Paris is open to adding esports as an event. And esports is basically video games. So playing video games could be an Olympic sport in 2024.
Wow. How old you got to be?
But this is,
it doesn't have an age requirement.
Oh my god.
As of right now.
But this is not like Madden and all this, some other kind of.
Yeah, it'll be other games. I mean, well, besides Madden, I think.
Besides Madden would be an Olympic sport?
I mean, it could be.
Oh, okay.
Depends on the game. I mean, you know, it mostly when you hear about esports, they're probably hearing the terms of like Call of Duty,
right, right,
or Assassin's Creed or anything to where teams play,
right, right,
to where you're playing as a team. And it's already esports is already in college as far as it being a sport and people can get scholarships.
What? To really? Play video games. That's
crazy.
That's a study in college?
No, it's like, yeah, that, it's like a football sport. Yeah, like football, yeah, basketball.
Like football or basketball, esports.
But I know it's big business. It's a lot of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's big business right now, that esports, man.
Wow.
But it's crazy. I won't be watching.
Oh, that's so lame.
It's weird to like watch video games, like to watch someone play. I know it's a big deal on like YouTube as far as people who have channels. But they do basically like walkthroughs, like, oh, well, this, you can do this, you know, give people strategy or whatever. But as a competitive thing, I don't know if it's going to be pulled off, but they're open to having it. So it's not official yet.
But not watching
it. Yeah, you can miss me with
that. I won't be watching.
If you remember a few years ago, the NBA had, I think it was just two games between the Heat and the Nets where the players got to wear nicknames on the back of their jerseys.
Right.
Yeah.
Some of them were pretty creative. Some were not. I don't think King James was that creative. And I think D-Wade, his was D-Wade. So it just added his first initial. So some of them weren't that creative. But starting on August 25th, Major League Baseball will allow players to have nicknames on the back of their jerseys. And there's some that have already come out that are a little more creative than what we saw with the NBA. Andrew McCutchen, his will simply say Cutch on the back.
Okay.
Jose Bautista will have Joey Bats.
Okay.
Brandon Phillips of the Braves, his will say Dat Dude. And will Aaron Judge, his will say All Rise on the back.
Although he's been sitting down a lot lately.
Did I miss something? What All Rise mean?
His name's Judge.
Oh. I get it. Sure. I'm like,
I know you're number
99. I know that.
There you go.
I know we're past the time of when wearing jerseys was very popular. But
it's coming back. Nah, it's coming back.
It is coming back. So yeah. would you buy a jersey with a player's nickname on the back? Would you buy one of those?
I wouldn't myself, because the type of jerseys that are coming back are like the Bel Air Academy Will Smith jersey.
Really?
Yes, that's what's in.
Yeah, I saw someone wearing that in Buckhead.
Yeah, the Bel Air Academy Will Smith jersey.
Saved by the Bell.
Zach Morris, Slater.
Slater and Zach Morris.
Slater and Zach Morris. They got the gray jersey. They got the, what's the cat from Hillman?
Dwayne Wayne.
Dwayne Wayne. They got the Dwayne Wayne Hillman jersey.
If the nickname affiliates with myself, then, you know.
Like if it's your nickname. Yeah, I ain't finna wear another man nickname.
I guess this might be a quick fun bag question, but what nickname would you have on the back of your jersey if you had the opportunity to like to get one made?
I guess mine just be Han, H-A-N.
Yeah.
You know I'm going with Coach.
It's mine to be.
I do kind of like superhero.
Yeah, that's superhero.
That's superhero. Yeah.
Sports superhero. You need to put all the sports superhero.
There you go.
I think mine would be. I like that. There you go.
There you go. I might put some crazy on mine. Gorilla Glue, Blue Dream. Something just crazy.
So just out the world.
Oh, a couple of other nicknames here. Todd Frazier of the Yankees. His will say Todd Father.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Lance McCullers and Colin McHugh of the Astros will have Snapdragon 1 and Snapdragon 2.
Yeah, okay.
Over my head.
Andrew Triggs of the A's will say trigonometry.
Oh, that's dope.
And Aroldis Chapman of the Yankees, his will be simply say the missile.
That's cool.
That's cool.
He's, he can't throw like 105.
So, yeah, so. He's throwing. He's throwing BBs. So, he ought to just get a gas pump on the back of his jersey. And that's it.
I'm gonna tell you. I understand we talking this, and he threw y'all don't know the beginning of the segment. He threw that shade at NBA and King James and D Wade them. You know, but I'm not going to address it. I'm just going to let him throw it.
You just did.
So, G-Money.
But listen, the dopest nickname that ever went on the back of any jersey ever was XFL, He Hate Me. That was the dopest name on the back of the jersey. When the XFL came out and your boy had the running back, he said, He Hate Me.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's going to be hard to top.
Yeah, I got you. All right.
And the last story I have here is, I don't think we mentioned it on the show yet, but Donald Delahaye from University of Central Florida, he was a kicker, and he also has a YouTube channel, and he was getting pretty popular on YouTube, and when you're popular on YouTube, you can make money through ad revenue, and the NCAA didn't like that, so he had to make a decision whether to keep his scholarship and to, you know, stay on the team or keep his YouTube channel. Right. He could only have one or the other.
That's crazy.
So he decided to keep his YouTube channel and he left the team. And he decided to also, as a parting shot, make a diss track about the NCAA.
No. Tell me you got a clip.
I do have a clip of it. I'm just going to play his verse because it's mostly clean.
Right.
We'll end it at that.
Oh, his, I can't wait to hear this.
The person he collaborated with was a little more explicit, but I can play his. Okay. Just a second. I got it pulled up here.
Wow.
All right. So this is Donald Delahaye. It's called Look at Me, and it's over, is it XXXTentacion?
Extension.
Extension? Stitch a cord?
Damn. Sorry things had to go down this way, man. You know, I don't rap. I don't do no diss tracks, but I felt like this was necessary, man. I always took my scholarship, took my full ride, took my schooling, took my education, took my future. Hey, man, guess what? Y'all can take all that, man. Can't bring me down, though. I'm always be up. Always be up. Up for the bucks, man. Screw the NCAA. Ooh. Why they thought this was a game? Yeah. Try to take me off the tour.
I ain't gone.
But really just boosting my fame. They play all their athletes like fools. They try to do me the same.
Hell nah.
I couldn't even pray for food.
Nope.
Now I can go call me a chain. I'm happy I made my decision.
Ooh.
I'm not working for the free.
They see.
God plans everything.
Okay.
And I know what's destined for me.
Yeah.
I'm happy with the way I'm living.
Ooh.
I'ma always do me.
Do me.
I keep a smile on my face.
Happy.
Cause that's what haters hate to see.
They hate it.
They booted me off the team.
Go.
How could they do that to me?
Get out.
I brought to school more advertising that bought us in 2013.
Oh,
young, black, and successful.
Yeah.
Just trying to get a degree.
Graduate.
Read through all of my comments. They love you, CF, cause of me.
Damn. Drop the mic. Damn, I just spilled flames on this thing, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, listen, I ain't mad.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Hey, man, he had a couple hot bars in there. He had a couple hot bars for an amateur.
He was trying to do a little something.
Yeah. That rap style of Triple Extension is very easy to. It's not a very hard rapping style. It's very elementary, my dear. I believe Han can drop some bars to that.
Leezy wasn't mumble rap.
That's yeah. Hey, yeah, you right. But that actually is like Triple Extension is considered mumble rap.
Oh, it is?
He is. Like, oh, okay. the actual person.
This
of the song.
Cat, I could understand what he was saying.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, do you think he made the right call as far as, like, I don't know if anyone's seen any of his other videos. It's mostly, like, sketches about, you know, being a football player or anything else. It's more of, like, a comedy-like channel.
Right.
But it's popular, and he's, like I said, when you're popular on YouTube, you're able to make money through ad revenue. And... he couldn't Yeah, he couldn't keep that and also play football.
What
yeah.
position? What position?
He's a kicker. He's a kicker. Yeah, I see your face. I hope everybody on your Facebook Live just saw your face because it went from, I thought we were talking about something. We're talking about a kicker. But yeah, but I feel it. I feel it. It's all, listen, he's making money. Like, and the NCAA frowns on any, air quotes, student athletes making money. Okay?
So I just. Especially off of themselves. Like, it's from exactly. what he's doing.
They can't get a cut of it. Exactly. Right. You see? So that's where the issue comes in. But I think he made the right decision. You know, like, he's no longer working for free. He's no longer putting in those 40, 50 hour weeks and not getting anything out of it.
I applaud him.
I do too.
If you make money, make the money.
Yeah, Slick Breezy checking in. What up, Breezy?
It sounds like, G, that he's found a niche. And, I mean, he can take the money that he makes and try out in the NFL when he needs to.
He just go and make your money, go to school, whatever.
Yeah, I mean.
But like I said, I agree. If football is his passion.
Yeah, if football was his thing, then, I mean, they.
If it was his passion, he'd have turned the YouTube page.
I he's a millennial, and I don't think so. You see what I'm saying? Like, I believe.
He ain't passionate then.
Huh?
He wasn't passionate.
Well, based on his lyrics there, he believes he brought. He brought more spotlight, more attention to the school. University.
Right.
Through Probably his YouTube did. Channel.
And he's not, he's being honest because we're sitting here talking about it now.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. Cool.
Great. Right, so that's going to do it for G's Extra Credit, brought to you by the time you hear this.com. And Horace, back to you.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for the story. Interesting stories, man. You know, the nicknames, I can't wait to see the. And the jerseys are going to be kind of neat, too, from what I've seen on Twitter. They're going to be kind of neat. So I can't wait to see some of the nicknames. Maybe once they come out, see which of the jerseys are your favorite nicknames, you know, as we see them, you know, on SportsCenter or something like that. But cool. All Rise is pretty good from Aaron Judge, though.
Yeah, that's pretty dope.
That's pretty.
I missed it. I was Tracy G on that.
That was good. All right, man. Now it's time to really get into this talk about some heavy stuff. Probably go spend most of the segment talking about this. Probably go get a little deep, but that's what we do here on Sports Roundtable. So, with that being said, let's go ahead and get into this Sports Roundtable discussion.
The roundtable discussion.
What are we talking about?
Hit it.
Sports Roundtable discussion is sponsored by Jay's Used Cars. If you're looking for a new used or pre-owned car, please contact Jay at Jay's Used Cars. 770-496-0339. Go to jaysusedcars.com for the inventory. All right, Spike Lee is in the news. Then he kind of moonwalked back a little bit. He's having a rally, announced that a rally will be held in New York in front of the New York office. For Colin Kaepernick. And I think everybody knows the story about Kaepernick peacefully kneeling for the anthem. And it has been a story that we cannot escape since last year. He's not even an NFL player at this point, and we still can't escape, and the NFL can't escape this story. So let's talk about the rally. Let's talk about that first. Do you think it helps, hurts, or what does this rally do for maybe the injustices and for Colin Kaepernick? Because I think it can be somewhat confusing. Are you rallying because Kaepernick doesn't have a job, or are you rallying because we want to stand for some injustices that's been going on over the last forever?
You know, this will probably be a good photo op for people who want to have their faces in, you know, out front, whatever. But nothing will change on this whole topic until, you know, maybe some prominent athletes got involved in NFL, stand up. And I don't know if you remember the iconic photo of Cassius Clay at that time, or Muhammad Ali, young Muhammad Ali, with Jim Brown and Bill Russell,
Kareem,
and I think Ernie Davis or some people like that. And they supported a cause that Ali had. And if they don't get the right type of support behind this, some heavy hitters, and I'll be honest with you, a couple of white faces that carry some weight, it's not going to matter. You know, this is a good a good reason to come out and say something about it, but until you hit the NFL in the pocket, as I've always said, until you affect the money, it's not going to matter. And the only way they're going to affect the money is if everybody, all the black athletes who really drive a lot of the NFL, say, we're not playing this Sunday. We're not going out because we see what's going on. You know, and it's blatant. They can come out and have all these excuses about, you know, the Cuban community is why in Miami, or the people in Baltimore wouldn't support it because they, you know, this was the option they gave them, you know, gave the people to come out and say whether they would support the team if they signed. Well, they don't ask. What have you always heard? When you start listening to the crowd, then you've lost control of your team. Mm-hmm. And that's the same way as filling your roster. These owners and whatever are using these things as cop-outs and mechanisms to not sign Kaepernick. They can say it's not collusion or it's not blackballing, but it is what it is. And until the players stand up with him, it's not going to matter. It's not going to matter. They're going to need people that have some kind of influence on the money to change this. If not, it's not going to change it. They can rally and do all they want, because when they kick off on that Sunday, millions upon millions of people are going to place their bets and they're going to watch pro football. But if they're watching pro football and you don't have top-notch players out there to watch, then it'll be different. You understand what I'm saying? You got to affect the dollar. If you don't affect the dollar, it's not going
to
change.
NFL is about the bottom line and the bottom line only. Totally agree. But here's what I want people to put in perspective for the rally. The rally is it's a needed situation, because you want to bring awareness at any cost. However you can, you want to bring awareness. But the issue I have with this rally is I believe the message has been lost. The actual message of what they are rallying for has been lost. A rally is not going to get Colin Kaepernick a job. Okay? I don't care if you can bring the whole United States of America to stand on the NFL steps. If they don't own a sign, they ain't going to sign him. And they have every right to sign him or not to sign him, because they actually own the team. Okay? They pay everyone's salaries. That's fine. So I don't believe a rally is going to help Kaepernick get a job. Now, if they want to turn this rally around to say this is not for Colin Kaepernick not having a job, this is for us bringing attention to the injustice for the reason that Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a job. Okay? Let's get it to what Colin Kaepernick actually took a knee for. That's what the rally should be about. How about we rally the NFL to say, hey, NFL, this is going on. It has been, this player has brought this attention to your organization. You have the power to do something. Do something. Okay? Show that you care. Because those prominent white faces that you talked about, those are it. Okay? Let me give you a couple numbers. Civil rights, the Voting Act of 1965, known as One Man, One Vote. 1965. 52 years ago. Hancock, how old are you? Thank you. 52 years ago, right? The average age of NFL owners is 69 years old. That's a 17-year difference. So the average age of NFL owners is 17 years older than the actual voting rights had before we had an actual right to vote. Right. These are Jim Crow laws. Right. So you got to understand, these are young, are old teenagers, young adults during the Jim Crow era.
These are the people that are running the asylum of the NFL. So to say that you expect one of these owners to have a care in the world about social issues for a minority race, you're out your damn mind. So to get to think you're fixing to make the NFL do something, you need to stop. Let's change the narrative. Let's get back on track of what the actual injustice is and what we want to bring attention to and go from there. Because the Colin Kaepernick's plight is getting lost in this. We got to get back on track on what is really, because listen, Jerry Jones is what? He's 70 plus, so he was in his 20s from Arkansas, deep south. He went and signed Greg Hardy, who beat up a woman, pulled guns on her, threw her on top. You went and signed her. So for Jerry Jones,
look, we
listen, hold on. Make a statement. Make a statement. You don't need Colin Kaepernick. We understand that. He don't need. But listen, somebody make a statement. We stand behind the injustice here in the NFL. And if I was Roger Goodell, I should put my foot down and say, one of y'all got to sign him. Something needs to happen.
D. Will, we've had people that have killed people with cars. We've had Ray Lewis get back into the NFL after he was implicated in something that went down Super Bowl weekend.
Stallworth. Let's talk about Stallworth. Has to kill him with the car.
Leonard Little.
Killed teammates.
We've had domestic violence situations. Some we've elaborated on. Tyreek Hill.
Kansas
City Chiefs. You know.
Joe Mixon, Cincinnati.
Joe Mixon got signed this year. Now, all these have been lawbreakers or somewhere run afoul of the law. We got Colin Kaepernick, who did nothing law-breaking or against the law.
He did everything within his rights.
Exactly. He protested. And that's the thing. It's bad when they're holding this guy out of something because of, I guess, the look of it, of him, I guess, denigrating the flag or turning his back on the country. When all he did was say, this country is not supporting people that look like me. That's all he's really saying. Let's do something about what's going on in this whole, in our country, in the world, not just our country, mm-hmm. in this world. But that's worse than somebody taking someone else's life.
But here's the thing with that is the reason why he's done it is people are trying to suppress that as the reason or the action that he took, trying to suppress that as the reason why he's not signed. They just keep changing that. They just trying to put in a different narrative. Oh, he's not good enough. Oh, he has an injury history.
Oh, he didn't say he wanted to play.
He hasn't said he wanted to play yet.
That's
crazy. If he didn't want to play, he would have retired. He would have just said, I'm retiring.
Right.
Why does he have to say that he wants to play? Or, you know, and the actions that he took was disrespectful to the veterans, even though with almost every other radio show that I've listened to, veterans have called in and said, I'm not disrespected by the actions that he took. I understand. And it's people who aren't veterans that are saying that he disrespected the veterans. My parents are veterans. I have a sister who's a Marine. My grandfather was a veteran. I have an aunt who's in the Navy. I have another cousin who's a Marine. They would all say that they are not disrespected by his actions. And so that, I mean, it's one of those like false narratives, one of those fake news kind of things so if that doesn't work, if the veterans say I'm not disrespected by it, so let's move over to something else. Oh, he's not good enough. He didn't play that bad last year.
No, he didn't.
And he could come in, like, I feel like he can at least come in and be a backup to someone, but it's going to be like, then it's eventually if the starting quarterback doesn't play well enough, oh, well, maybe it's time to put in Kaepernick. And then it makes it seem like the starting quarterbacks are scared of him coming in, too.
Like I said, the Seattle situation, to me, I think it was more of them not wanting to put somebody behind Russell. Because you could see some, you know, it's already a little friction between the defense and Russell. And if they had another player in there that the defense started to believe in, they might start to push Russell in a different, or put him into a corner. So I understand why that might not have happened. But these other situations, when I see some of these quarterbacks that have been signed, man, it's ridiculous, man. But like I said, if they don't get some power brokers behind it, this is the one point I wanted to take. What happened in the NBA when Ballmer took over for Clippers? When what was my man name that they took his franchise?
Sterling.
When Sterling was having his issues or whatever, the players started getting together, protesting in whatever way they wanted to, turn their shirts inside out. And yeah, the NBA's players might have a little more power, but they got it because they unified. They started to say, this is not right, what's happening in LA. You need to do something about it. What did they do? They took the franchise because the players started to unite against it. And like I'm saying, if the NFL players did the same, they would have more power.
Now, this is...
But they got to get together.
Something. Now, this is something that to me, I think the rally should have started with when Chris Paul, LeBron James, Carmelo walked on stage. It should have continued from that because that's the calls didn't happen. The calls were still going on before he kneeled. The problem that we were having was going on before Kaepernick even was talked about. The problem, it was men going on. And the thing about it is, you had one rally, then what next? You can't be inconsistent when it comes to trying to unify and justify something that you believe in. Why didn't it continue? This not a football issue. This is all the way across the world issue. It's not just football. So when football season over, we just go stop and just not talk about Kaepernick talk about what he stands for until next season? And he's not even in the NFL? The problem exists regardless. So the inconsistency of you go do, it's almost like pop-up rain. We just go pop up a rally and then it's going to go away and then what? They'll just wait you out because they know you're not going to continue.
And that's the same thing that happened in the elections, too.
Because same thing
you said, inconsistent.
Yeah.
When Obama got elected, everybody relaxed. But nobody went out in the primaries and voted to keep the people that would help him pass legislation do things.
Totally understand.
So it's the same thing with this.
Same concept.
We don't continue on and continue to do it to get the whole agenda passed. We're wasting time.
And I want to... People need to understand, the powers that be, whether you like it or not, came from Jim Crow era. That's fact. Numbers don't lie, okay? So, unless you want to make them. But in this case, they don't lie. If you look at the typical NFL owner, I believe us as a people, and when I say people, I'm just not talking black, I'm talking about everybody. Everybody should be able to see injustice, all right? And we try not to cross sports and politics, but you mentioned the NBA. The NBA is more liberal than the NFL. The NFL is way more conservative, all right? Meaning they lean more towards more Republican views, and the NBA leans more towards Democratic views. And that's where the difference between those two. That's why the NBA is able to have shirts inside out, wearing I Can't Breathe shirts on the court. That's why they're able to. That's why Silver came out and made a statement against. Mark Cuban came out and made a statement. Mark Cuban even came out and made a statement about Colin Kaepernick and had plenty of people back him in saying that. And that's my thing. Like, it has to be one in a. Arthur Blank, you're right here in Atlanta, where majority of the people that's at your games are black, okay? Atlanta is a very black city, okay? So, Arthur Blank, I understand. We don't need Colin Kaepernick. Understand. We don't need him. But to make a statement, that's my point. I believe the bigger thing is, this was what I'm trying to say. Let me clear it up. This issue is way bigger than Colin Kaepernick. You see what I'm saying? We're making Colin Kaepernick the head of the story. The story shouldn't be Colin Kaepernick. The story should be the symbolism of signing Colin Kaepernick, okay? Or signing a Colin Kaepernick-like. And until the blacks and some whites in that league that believe that injustice is being served steps up and not says something, but does something, as in don't kneel during the national anthem. Go out there for kickoff, and when they kick that ball off, nobody moves, and let the ball just fall, and both teams just stand there.
But you know, the one thing that the NBA has that the NFL doesn't
hurt the bottom line
is but it's guaranteed contracts. And see, that's why I say it's got to be powerful NFL players.
Yeah.
People that have facts. Money that is not going to hurt them, because Chris Paul, LeBron, Melo, all those, even the middle to upper echelon players have guaranteed salaries.
They're good.
Their money is good. But NFL players can be cut tomorrow.
Here we're talking about Devontae Freeman, and we're talking about he just got $22 million guaranteed over 5 years, and we're like, that's a great contract.
Right. That's 1 year's.
Otto Porter just got $100 million over the same 5 years.
Exactly.
You see? So it's, and we're talking Otto Porter, who's production in his sport is significantly lower than Devontae Freeman's here in the NFL.
Right.
So, and that's the issue
because
of the.
That's why I say you got to have some power, bro. That's why I always say,
Massa.
Let's go ask Tom Brady. Let's ask Aaron Rodgers. Let's ask Drew Brees. People that have some.
Cam Newton, Russell Wilson.
Those guys aren't going to say anything.
I know.
Tom Brady has shut up ever since we saw the Make America Great Again.
Yeah. That's true.
That he has not said anything.
You're right.
Cam Newton, we've heard Cam Newton talk. We don't. Right.
They go make it written down for him.
We don't need Cam Newton talking. Ooh,
and they go talk about what he got on more than what he say.
Who do we have to step? Like, who would y'all say? We understand Colin Kaepernick, and let's be honest.
Richard Sherman, the only one stepping up, man.
And listen, and here's the other issue: these guys wear helmets.
That's true too.
These guys, they are not, and I hate to make the dark reference of slave plantation because it's a bad analogy.
It's bad to say when they're making all that.
Because slaves didn't get paid.
Exactly.
Okay, so. It's totally different.
But it is just so you stay in your place.
Exactly. This is Jim Crow America is what we see in the NFL. Where you can walk around freely and we're going to let you do what you need to do. But as soon as you get out of line, we're going to snap you right back in it.
Right.
Okay? That's why somebody needs to make a statement.
It's hard to do that in the NFL. That's why you only hear someone like a Richard Sherman say something, because in the NFL, if it's not related to football, it's a distraction. And that's become like a buzzword to where Colin Kaepernick will be a distraction.
Right.
You hear someone like Ray Lewis, and I think there was someone else who said that he needs to keep his activism private.
Yeah, not be so loud.
Not be so loud. Like, if you're going to talk, it has to be about football. And then, you know, if you hear, you see these press conferences, you know exactly what the quarterback is going to say.
Stockholm syndrome.
With a press conference. If he says something out of the ordinary, like Colin Kaepernick would, it's a problem. And if everyone feels that way, that's going to be a problem. It's hard to, like, fight against that to where someone like him can come in and do or say something different. So basically everyone's reacting to him being outside of what the norm has been for so many decades.
Right. Our great friend of the show checking in. What up, D-Tate? Sean Tate.
What's up, Tate? Hey, and then this is the thing also. To your point, Han, you know, the football players doesn't have guaranteed contracts. But this is another thing. People outside of football that have voices, or they're trying to have voices.
Right.
You're talking about people that are addicted to this game. It's like asking a dope fiend not to smoke in order to boycott what? When
that's
everybody,
a bad way to be.
But that to me, everybody's agenda may be different at this point, because there is no, am I fighting for somebody to get a job, or am I fighting for injustice that's been going on in America? So, because if you ask the regular average person, they can't tell you why Colin Kaepernick is kneeling.
Right.
They can just say nobody is signing him.
Yeah,
and that's all you lost. and that's all you hear.
Right.
And the thing about it, you say, well, we gonna boycott football. We gonna stop our life. You can't stop working. You can't stop that addiction. Is gonna be there. We can talk all we want to about for now until. But when September, whatever day that is, when that ball kick off,
that's what I said. The only way you're gonna affect it if the players say we're not playing today.
No, they don't. Listen, that's it. Don't even do that. Don't even say it because that's gonna cause the distraction.
I'm just saying. Exactly. I mean, just not play
go to the game
and not play.
Go on the field. Let them talk. Go through the. And when they kick that ball off, everybody stay. You can only listen. Do it for just that one kickoff. Both sidelines. You don't play the rest of the game, but do the one kickoff to show. Hey, we are taking awareness to what's going on because we obviously see. How long have black folks been marching, preaching, screaming this same song? It's a revolving door. It's never ending. Okay? So something, if we want the NFL to do something, go out there and affect the actual product. How many games gonna be on that first Sunday? Gonna be like 8-9 games? 8 kickoffs? Everybody stand up. Nobody move.
Well, go ahead, G.
It's like the question that I keep coming back to is like, if you ask someone. If you ask someone about Kaepernick, like, okay, why won't your team sign him? Oh, because he knelt during the national anthem. Okay, why did he kneel? And then they can't answer that question.
Right,
right. That's the thing.
So it's I want someone to like honestly answer the question. I want to hear owners say that. Oh, that's why we're not signing him. It's what everyone believes, and that's what it all looks like because all the other excuses don't make much sense.
But they keep moving the finish line. They keep moving the goalposts. Every time there's something that happens, they say, "Well, he's not that good," and then you sign somebody who's horrible. Then they say, well,
Blaine Gabbert got a job.
That's what
the guy took his job and he can't get one.
Then you say, well, he doesn't act like he wants to play. You sign somebody to retire.
And said he doesn't want to play.
So everything about why he's not playing gets something else in, you know, next to it. Let's go to the next
thing. Gabbert is like, he's not good enough.
Yeah,
he didn't play that bad last year. Can I tell y'all what y'all saying?
What he said.
The backup quarterback doesn't always fit the offense.
When they say he only won one game last year.
Yeah.
Okay, listen. Do you guys put this in perspective? Y'all are making some awesome, great points. But you know what this sounds like? To bring it back to what we're actually talking about with the protest is for? It sounds like, oh, yeah, the police shot him, but he had weed in his system.
Yeah,
he was high on LSD.
Exactly.
And the police, because, you know, they're psychic, they knew those things.
They knew those things going in.
It
looked like he was reaching for a gun. It wasn't a gun in the car. I didn't know. That's what it sounds like. Hey, he's not good enough, but you sign somebody who's worse. We're not sure if he actually wants to play. You sign somebody that's retired. That sounds like he shot him, but I panic. I fear for my life. Oh, but after he's dead, we do an autopsy. He had weed in his system. So that is the exact same excuse. Same.
It sounds like my SRT fun bag answer. When folks make excuses, it would not be accountable.
It won't be accountable.
Yes, man. Take ownership.
You're owner.
Thank you.
You're owner.
You're a master. Be a master.
They get to do any other things that they want to without consulting the public. They can move the team if they wanted to.
Exactly. This is my one question. Think about this. If there was one black owner in the NFL, would he sign Kaepernick just to make a statement?
He better. But it's so hypothetical.
I would want to, but he would get all the pressure from all the other owners to not do it. It would be a lot of pressure on him, more pressure on him to not do it, even though he may instinctively want to do it. And it may be for the football reasons that we mentioned that would
want him to sign it, right?
That he would want to sign him, not this other stuff.
Just coincidentally.
That's why I think one of these 32 white owners needs to step up and listen, even if you don't want him. Even if you don't want him, if you're for the cause of equality for all, justice, and whatever they say in that pledge thing, if you're for that, show it. Show it.
I just want to know, do you think he's going to play in the NFL this year?
No.
Do you think he's going to play in the NFL this
year? Ah, yes. And my older brother, Chess, he's checking in, Tommy Williams, what's happening, said he will be playing by week 4.
What about you, G?
I kind of don't want him to play now. If he's not signed, like going into training camp, I kind of don't want him to play because I feel like if he's thrown in at a week 4, y'all remember what happened to Josh Freeman when he played for the Vikings that one week? He was signed, seemed like he was signed right off the street and then put into the starting lineup after like 2 days of practice.
Made him
terrible. And he's out of the league now. I feel like that would happen to Kaepernick if someone tried to sign him mid-season.
That would be a setup for Philly.
He's got to be signed.
It'll be a setup for Philly.
He needs to be signed the next week, otherwise he shouldn't play at all.
Yeah, I'm not sure he's going to get a chance, man.
No, I'm not. I don't think so either.
They keep moving the finish line. I just don't see how it's going to happen. I mean, it's going to have to take, like, catastrophe at quarterback for it to happen.
And that's the other... That's another underlining issue. We don't want you because you peacefully protested. But uh-oh, we need you. Come here, boy. Get out here and play for me. I need you now. But since I don't need you, I don't want you. It's a bigger issue because it kind of, like I said, you cross lines. We cross lines of sports, politics, and social issues. So it's kind of hard to keep it understandable. You gotta keep it real, and they're showing us that equality is not important to them. And if I'm gonna tell you like this: if I walked into my job and it was blatant inequality, would you continue to work at your job? Blatant inequality.
Mm-hmm. Hard to say, D.
Like I'm saying, yeah.
See, and that's the same thing that a lot of the players without.
You can't go get a job somewhere else.
Yeah, you can, but I mean,
you feel what I'm saying?
You have to, but boy, it's like I know what I got. I'd have to have another job in order to leave.
See, and that's because we live, and it's hard. And I had this talk on Facebook. You can't compare regular folk to NFL. It's right.
Two totally different worlds.
We can't understand their world. Okay, so Colin Kaepernick walked away from what, 12 million when he
14
14
that,
million.
That I never understand though. I'm sorry.
He was gonna get cut.
They were gonna cut him.
So it was kind of, I think, in Kaepernick's
how
mind
much was guaranteed.
Well, that it wasn't that money was not guaranteed.
I thought it was. I thought they could opt in to do it, but then they were cut at 12. That's why I got the 12. You may want to get that money.
And you'll get that money at a certain point. But if the team cuts you before that deadline, then you get nothing.
Yeah, I know. But I thought I read where his, I don't know. You're probably right. I had to look at it again. But
that was I'm a quit before I get fired. And I believe that was part of his protest. Yeah. Like, y'all taking that stand? Okay, well, I'm out. You know, and he took a gamble. And obviously, he's losing that gamble right now. But I have a huge issue with everybody standing around and watching it. Like, you are a multi, and like I said earlier, I don't feel any owner is obligated to clean up social issues. That's not the business that they're in. They have a fiduciary, whatever, to get money. Their bottom line is money. It's how much money am I making? How much money am I spending?
And are they going to really lose that much money if they sign him? Like,
I don't see how they would lose any money.
Empty. That's if he doesn't. Like, if they don't sign him.
Like we say, on one hand, the people that are upset about him not being able to play would be the same type of people who would be mad as soon as that ball's kicked off. All that goes out the window.
It goes out the window anyway.
And so, to me, it's more about the owners trying to make sure that, and we haven't mentioned this, if I make Kaepernick an example, I keep everybody else in line. You see what I'm saying?
Have y'all?
So that's it. Like, okay, you step out of line, you'll be just like Kaepernick.
Who that sound like? The story of Nate?
With Lynch.
Nate Turner. Nat Turner.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what this is. It's make an example out of Kaepernick so everybody else stays in line. That's the bottom line. That's why they have him folded and brought him in. Think about it. Who else want you want to be ostracized like him? Mm-mm. So, okay, better get over there and do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, that's tough. I think all in all, man, it's a tough situation. Maybe we should wear some black wristbands or something.
We have to listen, and this is going to be the hugest contradiction ever. But we got to watch because it's our job. We're telling the NFL players don't play because of that. But we sit here talking about it.
We're going
to
be watching
because we have to. You see what I'm saying?
That's what we do.
Yeah. So it's the world. Yeah. Hey, the world's going to turn, man. And yeah, it'll stop spinning.
It's tough. Well, I figured that would last
the rest of the show.
I figured that would last.
I just hope more people would step up, man.
It's got to be the right people, though.
Exactly. And I'm trying to be politically correct in saying it. I wish the right people would step up. And I wish the white people would step up.
Yeah. You also have to consider that if you don't... he's being a distraction. That's how the general public looks at a lot of athletes. If they're doing something that has nothing to do with the sport that they play in, then something's wrong. Then they're doing something wrong.
Right.
And they always say, don't look out, black people, let's do it for ourselves. We need to do it for ourselves. But nobody can do anything by themselves. The whites didn't do it. Build America by themselves. The blacks didn't build it by the Indians didn't build it by themselves. Like, it took a collective
effort,
even though it was morally incorrect and inhumane at times, but it took stripes off everybody's back to get what we have now. So to say that this is an issue that black people need to take the head of, no. Everybody needs to take the head of. And the reason I'm here saying white people is because we're talking about the NFL and all 32 owners are white. So it has to be a white person that steps up and makes it happen.
And that's going to always be an issue with the NFL, and because there are no black owners. There are no minority owners. Let's just say blacks, no minority owners.
There's one, owner of the Jaguars.
He's a minority, but we mean like a majority owner who has the majority of stockholding. Yeah, right. None. It's 32 white owners.
What's his name? Khan? Who's
Shahid Khan?
Shahid Khan. Yeah, but they let him in. But that's it's a good old boy network. Let's just be honest.
It is.
These franchises, unless they're bought out by considerably rich people, pretty much are passed down through. Through the family.
And you got to understand, for a new owner to buy a team, it has to be approved
by the
owners. So, exactly.
And who does Roger Goodell work for?
The owner. So
he has 45 million reasons not to.
No, 45 million reasons a year.
A year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And NFL is a $12 billion. Company,
aren't they 501c?
Yes.
No, they took that off.
Well, it's coming. They hadn't taken it off.
Oh, yet. Okay.
They hadn't taken it off. They still nonprofit now.
Okay.
Because they hadn't. Have you seen a tax return from the NFL?
No.
Okay. It hadn't happened yet. Now it's they're supposed to in the 18-19 season. I'm waiting for that. I'm gonna hold my
exactly.
Breath.
Now they now it seems to me it'll be easier to for somebody to build a casino in Vegas than it is for a black man to get an ownership in the NFL.
But here's my thing. Why do we think that it is the lack of attempts of minorities to own NFL teams?
I just don't think they want to deal with the pressure.
Look, the NFL is powerful.
Oh, it is the most powerful.
What, they don't allow anybody to come into their league until you've been out of high school, 3 years?
Yep.
They had a couple of them that challenged this, won, and then still lost when they took it up to a different court.
Yeah, still ain't getting
it. You see what I'm saying? The NFL is powerful, man.
And they blackballed both of those athletes.
They got friends in some high places.
Maurice Claret and Mike Williams.
Yep. Exactly.
Blackballed both of them.
Both of them.
But here's my other thing. If you challenge the NFL... they blackball you. But you can go out and do anything. But if you come crawling, they'll let you back in. You see, like, You can do something outside and we'll let you in. But if you do something against us, we're not letting you in.
But this is the thing, and I hate to say this. They expect you to beat your wife. They expect you to go to jail. They expect you to get suspended. Because that's what you do anyway.
My man Marty Terry McCuss said Al Davis may have picked him up. What y'all think about that?
Probably so.
Yeah.
Al Davis may have done
it. He can throw the ball down the field. And that's all Al Davis is looking for, a quarterback.
So speed and arms, is right.
Exactly. So, well, ladies and gentlemen, Facebook Live, I'm sure you have enjoyed.
Yeah, I got plenty of comments. I can't read them all. They roll them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you have enjoyed this conversation, this roundtable discussion. This is what we do here on the roundtable discussion. We take a topic and we just throw it around the roundtable and we go around and around and around. And but I promise you, we will get into some college football next week.
Whoop, whoop.
Hopefully, we will excuse and finally get off of this Kaepernick thing, and hopefully someone
we'll never get off of Big H.O.
Yeah, but we won't. We
stand
we,
for it.
We're gonna
get off
for
Kaepernick.
It. Yeah,
we're gonna get off Kaepernick.
But we will get into some other things and kind of and mention it. But until then, it's time to get up out of here. But once again, I want to thank the crew, the SRT crew, for doing a magnificent job for the year 2017. The contract renewed was a blessing.
We back.
And I say let's take full advantage of it. And more than anything, I want to make sure we give a special shout out to my main man, G Money Man, because I think he has stepped in and really propelled this show to a high level with his expertise in music, expertise in sound, and things of that nature. I think that G has really been what we needed. So shout out to G Money, welcome aboard. Thanks again for everything, G. Let's make this next 12 months just as great as these 12 months or these 52 weeks. And you gotta understand that we never replay the show because we couldn't get here. Great loyalty. So, shout out to all our listeners. Shout out to everybody who supported SRT from the inception, 2013. Want to thank all our loyal listeners. I cannot name everybody because there's a lot of people that was there in the very, very beginning that I was throwing this idea around to. But you know who you are. I want to thank everybody for continue to support Sports Roundtable as we embark into another year of great sports and entertainment as we do each and every week. So thank you guys. We couldn't have done it without you. And look for more big things from SRT crew coming up soon. I promise you we will talk college football next week. All right, Han.
Yeah, shout out to my man Mighty Marvin holding it down, staying with us through the whole show. Shout out to my people in Detroit. I was visiting a family reunion, some people up there. Sean said he was going to listen. Corey. Shout out to the matriarch of the family, Gigi. And everybody else in Detroit who I enjoyed hanging out with and going to see the movie Detroit. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. It tells a story of what's going on now.
Wow.
So, y'all keep holding it down out there.
All right, G.
All right, shout out to the SRT crew. Thanks for having me. It's been a great year, and let's have another great one. Shout out to my mom and dad who listen every week, and follow me on social media at GPlaysItCool, and check out my website, bythetimeyouhearthis.com. And D-Will, I'm still going through the archive shows to find the sound of that bet we made about the MSU-Bama game.
I'm so happy we not gonna find that. Hey, I'm glad we went about 51 episodes deep. Take you a while, G. But yeah, man, shout out to my wife, man. Shout out to my SRT crew. Shout out to everybody that's listening in, all 100,000 of y'all. Yes, sir, it's coming. I ain't breaking news yet. But and shout out to everybody that's listening in live, man. Shout out to my brother, Chest, tuning in. D-Tate, what up? Chick, what up? But also, man, y'all already know, follow me on social media, man, at underscore Real Talk Tees, at underscore Real Talk Tees with an S, and at I Am Coach K9. That's I Am Coach K-Like King and the number 9. Hit me up. Also, listen, I got everything $15 sale. Use promo code 15 at realtalktees.bigcartel.com. I just dropped a whole new Element collection. Dope t-shirts, man. Go get you one. Support your brother, man. Word up.
It's so nice to be a co-host on the show and to promote your own business.
Stop, stop it!
But the benefits we have. Hey, once again, man, SRT back again next week. Of course, we on again, baby. We back, and baby, it's coming. We banking them every week. And with that being said, Hancock, let's roll.
Boogie, I'm headed home, baby.
They call me Coach because I teach you how to ball.
This is main man, H.O. from Bankhead. R.I.P. Moms, R.I.P. B.C. And if you love the show,
tell a friend.
And if you didn't,
y'all better pass them SATs, mama.
Oh!